Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for the May 2023 monthly message. The card that I pulled to kick off this monthly message is from the Stephen Farmer Messages from the Spirits of Nature Oracle cards, and it's Owl, which represents intuition. And when we add up the number on that card, it brings us to a one vibration, which is all about new beginnings. We're also in a month of five energy, which is about change and can represent adventure. And one of the things that first comes up is the word readiness and action. And I also get the word revamp. So I really just keep seeing this foot on a gas pedal and it's just revving the engine. And it feels like this is a month where there's a lot of flashes of insights coming in fast and furious. And Spirit is encouraging you to just be ready to take hold of them and do your best to really just honor your intuition, because it's going to be on fire. I get a lot of fire element in this month of five. And so do your best to try and keep out of doubt and really stay in that place of just honoring those gut instincts and fearlessly acting on them and not being afraid to action things and act on that readiness. Look at those areas of your life and ask yourself, where am I needing that revamp? And where do I want to bring that sense of readiness to? So with five energy, we can get some surprises. And so you might find that there's some things that come up that are a little bit unexpected. So some of that can register as a bit of topsy-turviness, but I see this being more as pleasant surprises. I'm not being shown this as something where you're being caught off guard so much as long-awaited answers revealing themselves. So this feels like pleasant surprises. And it feels like something to look forward to, really. Gifts being revealed, and just pieces of the puzzle being connected. So overall, this is an exciting month. I really see just all these bees buzzing around a hive, and there's an emphasis on connection and community. And I think that people are going to really be reestablishing a sense of home, really looking at what their definition of home is, what that means to them, what they want it to feel like, where they need to establish that or where they're going to find it. So you might find that there's going to be a lot of emphasis on your physical home, on your environment, on your family, your relationships, any of those dynamics, but there's a lot of emphasis on home, community, and just getting things buzzing, you know, and this sense of camaraderie and working together. And also Spirit saying, getting back to really where you're putting your focus. So extracting the sweetness of life and drawing the sweetness out of things. So this is a month where they're really closing the door to any negativity and any self-defeating patterns or thoughts, and really lifting up those thoughts and rewriting those patterns into a place of what you want and where it can take you and what you've learned versus any kind of self-criticism or self-judgment. So this is a huge shift this month from lack into abundance and from doubt into trust. And it overall just feels like a very transformative month, but a huge month as far as gains and momentum in clarity and action towards new beginnings. So as we move forward in this month of May, Spirit is definitely encouraging taking time to digest these new ideas, taking time to really connect with how things feel for you, not being reactive or worrying about reactions from others, but really going within and processing your feelings first and foremost for you, and then sharing from that space. So there's very much an inside out process that they're emphasizing. But having said that, just like the owl on the card with the wings spread open, there's very much a willingness and an eagerness to share and to kind of envelop others. And that feels like something that brings in a sense of nurturing, a sense of safety, and the word homecoming comes through. And I really just see spirit showing someone that's been kind of flying through a bit of a storm, but then it's like you're making a safe landing. So if you feel like you've been stuck in this in-between or navigating this gray space or this stormy weather, then this is a month where you get to find your footing and you get to make that safe landing and really feel like you find that nest and that sense of home again. And that recreating or strengthening that sense of safety for yourself. So you may find that you're doing a lot of work that's focused on your root chakra this month. Taking a look at that chakra is going to be really helpful. I'm getting to work with the crystal red agate. And that stone is a wonderful crystal for just strength and perseverance. So it's going to support that root chakra in focus, determination, and helping things solidify. So what they show me is if you've got this bowl full of Jell-O and it's there and you've been kind of like keeping it together, but now you're just like, okay, I can't do this anymore. You put that aside and then you've just got this concrete and you're just like, okay, I need something more solid. And then that's what you create for yourself. So I get this image of someone just lying on the earth, and it's like making a snow angel, but on the beautiful green grass, lying on the earth, surrounded by wildflowers, soaking up the sun, and just really kind of surrendering to, where do I need to grow? You know, and spirit, show me where I need to grow. And I surrender to allowing myself to grow in all those places. And just take me to all the places I need to grow and show me how and where, and I surrender to allowing that growth now, and help me and thank you for allowing me to do so in the most graceful way. I do see lots of blossoming happening in the heart chakra and in the third eye. So I feel like a lot of that clarity that comes up connected to the root chakra is going to be about desires and wants that have shifted for people. So really connecting with new desires, new priorities, new wants, and then that leading to the clarity of those new visions, new epiphanies, and new ideas that are going to manifest, that lead to those new foundations, that new safety, and that new sense of home and belonging that is going to be taking root this month. This is a month of opportunity. They show me opportunity knocking for people. So if you feel like you've been looking for a new job or a relationship or whatever the case may be, this is a really wonderful month where they show me something that has been kind of inching towards you now all of a sudden takes a leap. So really keep your eyes open and your heart open and just know that this is a month where it's very beneficial and the energy is heightened for things to find you and for opportunities to move that much closer to you and to connect with you. Okay. And lastly, they show work with the light of the sun and that energy of fire. We've got some of that Beltane, you know, fire energy, the Bridget energy connected to that May Beltane spirit. And I really see that just burning bright in the root chakra and then enveloping all through the core. And so just work with this beautiful essence of flame in whatever energy center you need it to, and really just helping to increase that vitality and then send that energy to any visions and support that manifestation with them. Envelop yourself inside of a big, beautiful white flame of light, invoking that sense of peace for yourself, and really just relax into that innate divine safety and give yourself permission for everything to expand and grow and to increase the peace in your favor. This is a month of positive and peaceful transformation and joy.